motion to make first, okay? And it's a very, very simple game. You've definitely seen it, you've definitely heard of it. It's a game called Telephone. So I recruited five people, Matthew Kennedy, Naomi Breen, Marcus West, Bobby Fromhals, and Bruce Johnson. Could you guys come up here? So I literally recruited them just before the service and Marcus during the service. So they're all a little bit like, what's going on? Come up here. So yeah, Naomi, yeah, and then Matthew, and then Marcus coming to the middle, and then Bobby next to Marcus, and Bruce at the end. Now I was hoping to get a good like range of heights, but Bobby, you've let me down. So the game is telephone. Next slide. I'm very clear on this. So what you guys are going to do is I'm going to give Bruce a message, and then Bruce is going to whisper that to Bobby, and then Bobby to Marcus, Marcus to Naomi, and Naomi to Matthew, and then Matthew's going to tell us what it says. Now, okay, none of you can see in the window at the back. That's good. And what's really, really important is everybody can see what it'll be on the wall. None of you can turn around. Is that okay? Okay. Diane, could you turn that? Thank you. Yeah, I forgot about the screen. Thank you, Bobby. Sorry. Okay, so can I get the next slide up? None of you turn around. Keep looking forward. Okay, so I'm going to whisper it to you now. And now I spend the next few minutes resting with this. Yeah, it's broken. It's a whole situation, isn't it, guys? I'm going home. Okay, so that game is really, really simple. It's something that I want us to think about, what it means to pass a message from person to person. So, let me remember my notes. When I was about 13, 14, I started to go to my youth group back in my home church. I started to hear about Jesus, and I started to learn a little bit more about Jesus, like what you guys have in Sunday Club, in Max Pack, in Core, in church, anywhere. And it was around the age of 16 that I started to take my faith more seriously. And that was really, really big for me, and that was really, really important for me, because It was when I saw my youth worker and how it worked in his life that I started to go, maybe it can be in my life as well. But what is most amazing is my youth worker wasn't born knowing everything. Somebody had to tell my youth worker about Jesus. So my youth worker was a guy called Paul Keegan, who's awesome, and I still hang out with him, he's a legend. And he was trained by a guy called Alex Gayson. Okay, Alex Gayson, I've met him a few times. He was my youth worker for like less than a year, and he's really, really cool. And Alex was trained by a guy called Alan Breen. That makes Alan my great grand youth worker. And I really, really like that idea. When I first came to work here, Zach, come face me, man. When I first came to work here, and I found out Alan, actually, I think I already knew at that point, and when I worked out that Alan was my great-grand youth worker, I remember thinking, actually, this is kind of cool. I can figure out all the stuff that Paul and Alex forgot and hear it straight from Alan. And it's kind of nice to think, like, they trained me, and that there's this wonderful chain of people from Alan to me, and I thought that was so nice. But then I started to think, Alan didn't hear the message 2,000 years ago. He's not that old. Alan must have heard it from someone else. And I'm sure if I sat down with Alan and found out, he might know the chain beyond him. And to a certain point, it just becomes this crazy, crazy long line all the way back to Jesus. Because the story that we heard earlier tells us where it all started. So John the Baptist, you've all heard of John the Baptist, hopefully. He was sounded like a pretty cool guy. He was going around baptizing people all around Jerusalem and Israel at that time, and he baptized Jesus. And when he baptized Jesus, the Spirit came from heaven and landed on Jesus. And John saw this. So what did John do? He didn't keep it to himself. He didn't go, huh, crazy. And then like went about his day, got a shopping. He told everybody. He told as many people as he could. And he also told his disciples, because he had disciples as well. Jesus wasn't the only one. And when his disciples heard, they left John, which I always thought was a little bit mean, but when you hear a good message, it's a good thing to do. They left John and they went and saw who Jesus was. And after one evening with him, the Bible tells us that one of them, Andrew, went to his brother Simon, who later was going to be called Peter, and said, I have found the Messiah. One evening. That idea of somebody being told something, going and seeing it for themselves, and then telling others. So if I wanted to, I could, like, I'm sure there's no way I could get the actual notes, but you can imagine this idea of from me all the way back to this moment, to Jesus, to Peter, quite possibly. That means, and I did the maths this morning, there's likely, if somebody tells somebody else every 5 years, which is about right, every 5 years, it would be 400 levels all the way back to Jesus, because Jesus was 2,000 years ago. If my maths are wrong, come tell me after the service. Hopefully not. Can I get the next slide? So John the Baptist told Andrew, who told Peter, who told the world. And can I get the next slide? So one of my favorite things in this world is asking people the things that they love. I love hearing the things people care about, things people enjoy. If somebody's telling me about rugby, someone's telling me about football. There's a lot of football discussion in this church that is very, very heartfelt, that people care a lot about the difference between Man U and Liverpool and all of that. And confession time, I don't watch football and I don't really want to. So when people tell me about how Liverpool did against Man U the other night, if that even happened recently, I'm like, that's great. And I really, really, really try to take an interest. But in that moment, I still learned so much about the teams. I learned about how people care, even though the team isn't doing that great right now. Or if it's something else, if it's music, or if it's a TV show, or if it's art, or whatever. When you ask people what they love, they show you so much of themselves. So what I want all of us to think about is, how do we tell people about what we love? In that same way that Alan told Alex, told Paul, told me, and John told Andrew, told Peter, told the world, this is them telling others about the amazing things that they saw and somebody reacting. And you guys, and adults, and teenagers, it's hilarious that you're all sat in the same seat, you guys can do the same today, because this is a good message to pass on. Tell your friends, eyes on me, eyes up here. Tell your friends what you hear in Sunday school. Tell your friends what you hear here today, because there's so much good we can hear. But I know what some of us are thinking. What if I say it wrong? What if when I tell somebody else the message, they go, like, I forget to say something, or I don't have the right words, or I was only half listening that morning, I didn't get my cup of coffee, or that's not for them, that's for you. Or any moments like that where you go, I'm not actually sure, I can't remember. We still have something that is so good for us to remember what we hear in Sunday school and what we hear in church. And that is this. It can also look like this. There's a big one right over there. The idea of us being able to read the Bible and read the message that Jesus said to other people. So when, no, John didn't have this, but if Alan was like, wait, what did Jesus say then again? And he would read it and he'd go up to Alex, and Alex would be like, oh, that's really interesting. And then Alex would forget, and then Acts would tell Paul, and then Paul would tell me, and all the way they're using the same Bible with the same words, something that we've had for about 1600 years. We've had this book to be able to tell people about Jesus and about what Jesus means to us. So don't be afraid to tell others what you hear in Sunday Club, in youth group, in Max Pack, in core, in church. Because it's only when you tell others, like John the Baptist did, that they actually start to take it seriously. It's only when you tell people the things that you love that they can see why it's a good thing to love. And all of you, you all have voices, I can promise you, I've heard them all, especially at Messy Church. You guys, when you want to, can talk up a storm, and that is such a good thing when you're using those words to tell others truth and love and amazing things. So I'm going to pray real, real quick. And prayer is how we talk to God. And prayer is how God talks to us. So we can tell others about the amazing things in our life. Okay, so kids and adults, you can join me if you like. So you're going to put your hands out. Jazz hands. And then you're going to put your hand up. No, not yet, Sarah. And there you go. And then you're going to put your hands in front of your eyes and close your eyes and bow your heads. Father God, I thank you for your message. I thank you for us being able to tell others your message. Father God, I pray you bless us as we go into our week, that we can tell others what we hear in Sunday school, we can tell others what we learn in our youth clubs, from our friends, from our parents, from anybody who tells us a message, Lord. And I pray you make sure we're never afraid to tell the truth that we have inside of us. But Lord, I thank you for each and every one, the kids, for the adults, for everybody here, Lord, I thank you for all for them coming and for who they are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.